This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says these are dangerous times. The top U.S. diplomat in China is on the third and final leg of his first Asia tour, focusing on North Korea and its controversial nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Saturday reporting on the events of the day after meeting in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
We also exchange views, and I think we share a common view and a sense that tensions on the peninsula are quite high right now, and that things have reached a rather dangerous level. And we've committed ourselves to do everything we can to prevent any type of conflict from breaking out.
Tillerson plans to meet with the Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. Beyond North Korea, discussions are likely to focus on trade and South China Sea territorial disputes. A man with suspected links to radical Islam was fatally shot at a Paris airport on Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. The man, identified by the Associated Press as 39-year-old Zayed Ben Belgassem, wrestled the soldier to the ground and attempted to take her rifle. The French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said it was the female soldier who was attacked by the man who brought her to the ground and who tried to take her weapon. She managed to hang on to it, but her two comrades thought it was necessary, and they were right, to open fire to protect her and especially to protect all the people who were around. No one else was injured in the incident, which took place at Paris's Orly Airport about 8:30 in the morning local time. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connection to radical Islam. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers of the G20 countries was a success on Saturday, despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism. Mnuchin pointed out that the United States does not believe in, that it does believe in free trade.
We do believe in free trade, but we believe in balanced trade. And where there is excessive trade surpluses or trade deficits, that's something that we will look over time. That we think is important to correct.
Citing, however, U.S. President Donald Trump's commitment to American companies and workers, the Treasury Secretary pushed back on and effectively omitted a ban on protectionism from the joint statement released at the end of the summit. Buses began transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. So far, nearly 1,500 people have evacuated, most of whom were civilians. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. Homs Governor Talal Barzai told AFP that 423 rebel fighters had also left the district. The fighters and their families are being taken to the northern rebel-held town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. Officials say the exodus will take several weeks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Saturday that he expects Parliament to move to allow capital punishment, a change that could officially end Turkey's bid to join the European Union. The EU has long said that reinstated capital punishment in Turkey, which was outlawed there in 2004, could be the end of Turkey's decades-long bid to join the bloc. Tensions with Europe already are high as Turkey prepares for the April 16th referendum, which would give President Erdogan more power. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Islamic Republic News Agency reported today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman has condemned an airstrike on a mosque near Aleppo in northwestern Syria. Bahram Qasemi said attacking holy and religious practices is extremely culpable, disgraceful, and unjustifiable. About 46 people, mostly civilians, died in an airstrike on what the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Regional Media say was a mosque. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she's ready to participate in the public discussion about the change in the country's political climate since the November presidential election.
I do not believe that we can let political divides harden into personal divides. And we can't just ignore or turn a cold shoulder to someone because they disagree with us politically.
She is rumored to be considering a run for New York mayor, but her assistants have downplayed that notion. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.